Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. It's an all-too-familiar catchphrase that pro-abortion activists like to trot out on occasion to fight any efforts that would truly empower mothers considering abortion with information. Sadly, it's partly accurate. Abortion is legal, for any reason, across the United States. But with 1.2 million abortions annually in the United States, abortion is not rare. And the ever-growing body of evidence dating back decades shows abortion is most definitely not safe for women, physically, mentally, or emotionally. Today, we continue a lengthy discussion of abortion's effects on women, specifically examining the emotional and psychological impact abortion has. Clinical research provides a growing body of scientific evidence that having an abortion can cause psychological harm to some women. We have heard countless stories of women reporting negative after effects from abortion, citing horrible nightmares about the procedure and the unborn child killed in the process. Women very often relive and re-experience the abortion with terrible psychological pain. Very often, they are left feeling worthless and victimized by an industry that purported to help them. The emergence of chemical abortion methods has posed a new, possibly more devastating psychological threat. Unlike surgical abortions, in which women rarely see the cut-up body parts, women having chemical abortions often do see the complete, tiny bodies of their unborn children and are even able to distinguish the child's developing hands, eyes, and so forth. So traumatic is this for some women that both patients and researchers involved in these studies have recommended that women unprepared for the experience of seeing their aborted children not take the drugs. Long-term psychological implications of this experience have not been studied. Researchers on the after effects of abortion have identified a pattern of psychological problems known as post-abortion syndrome. Women suffering post-abortion syndrome may experience drug and alcohol abuse, personal relationship disorders, sexual dysfunction, repeated abortions, communications difficulties, damaged self-esteem, and even attempting suicide. Post-abortion syndrome appears to be a type of pattern of denial, which may last for 5 to 10 years before emotional difficulties surface. Now that some clinicians have established that there is an identifiable pattern to post-abortion syndrome, they face a new challenge. What is still unknown is how widespread psychological problems are among women who have had abortions. A Los Angeles Times survey, dating as far back as 1989, found that 56% of women who had abortions felt guilty about it, and 26% mostly regretted the abortion. Those numbers most likely haven't dropped in the past 2 decades. In fact, common sense and a large number of studies indicate that those numbers are much higher today. Clinicians' current goal should be to conduct extensive national research studies to obtain data on the psychological after-effects of abortion. With the growing awareness of post-abortion syndrome in scholarly and clinical circles, women with post-abortion can expect to receive a more sensitive appreciation of the suffering that they endure. Fortunately, a growing network of peer support groups of women who have had abortions offers assistance to women who are experiencing emotional difficulties. Many post-abortive women have also been speaking out publicly about their own abortion experiences and the healing process they went through. Women or family members seeking information about this particular outreach can contact American Victims of Abortion, which is an outreach of National Right to Life. Women are finding that the choice of abortion is a bad choice. The pain, grief, and guilt of abortion never go away, and women need to be told about the consequences of abortion before they go through with one. As always, ProLifePerspective.com is running a series of resource links this week, directly looking at the physical and psychological risks of abortion. They're designed to help you more fully understand the after effects and aid you if you're ever in a position to help a post-abortive woman start on the road to healing.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.